All right, well...
So, you know, I had talked about trying to do a more scene-specific commentary.
We have failed.
We talked more about what the different programs, what was going on in the summer. We didn't really do
that. We have failed.
We did it a little bit.
We have failed almost entirely. Basically, every goal that we set for ourselves for this podcast, we have not succeeded.
We've almost completed it.
That's true. That is a goal. That's good. We are in the, once again, for the final time, we are in the scene selection menu. We are about to hit goodbyes. And that will be will take us through the end of the podcast. So we're going to hit it, and we're going to start right now. So Josh, this was a bit of a new thing, I think, right? I mean, with the sad music and the slow motion, it was a different.
Well, the slow motion. I mean, we've often sort of ended with, for a number of years now, we've ended with various pictures, mostly from the Yehuda picture. We've seen all the great Daniel Sisman pictures.
But the hugging, this was a little more. Something about the music and the hugging and the slow motion.
We played around with that a lot.
Camp often feels like it's moving in slow motion, so it was good that we could recreate that.
I like that. I wasn't sure about the slow motion, and so there's about 50 seconds of this. I think if people seem to like it, maybe next year we'll have a little bit
The entire video will be in slow motion next year.
Right. The video will be 4 hours. And we should talk about this music also. I actually had the idea about 3 years ago of using this particular piece of music to end the video, and I finally sort of did it. I'm sort of torn as to whether to reveal on this podcast where the music is from, because it's not from one of the Camp CDs. I think I'm gonna keep that a mystery for now. But
should I take a guess?
I adore the piece of music, and I thought it was a great sort of somber sort of ending here, but still sort of sweet. So if you think
where the music's from,
definitely you gotta email us. I mean, I think if anyone, this is real. I think if people are able to guess where the music is from, we'll send them something cool. I don't know what.
Yeah, it'll be worth your while.
This is we're not kidding about this. If you know,
we will send you Josh through the mail. That's what you're gonna get. So send us an email, joshe@campermane.org, and. And
you know where the music is. But I was happy. I mean, it was one of those. I had the notion a few years ago, and then I was like, nah, I can't really do that. But then I did, and I think it works pretty well. And it did work with the picture. But I think also having the sort of slow motion, the hugging stuff.
That's one of my favorite pictures right there, jumping off the boat.
Yeah,
it's a really
just
nice.
Great pictures again. Just great pictures.
Yehuda does a really nice job every year with these pictures, and you know. What people don't know is that there's lots of other pictures that don't ever make the slideshow that we get to see, and this is one of my favorite pictures of camp there. And,
we've used this in a lot of advertisements. Those of you who take a look at Ed's emails that he sends out every couple of weeks, we use a version of this as sort of the banner at the top of it. We really like that. It's just gore. It's like glass. Be a gob seeing the reflection of the cloud. Really pretty.
You'll notice that it is also not raining, which is nice. And here we go into the outtakes.
Here we go.
Now tell the truth, Josh. This is your favorite part of every video.
Yes, I love the outtakes. Here we have Jason is about to forget the words of the song that he was singing.
Okay, this is I was the first person, it was my idea, so I was the first person to do the dunk tank.
And you say something, I sort of cut you off there a little bit, but if you listen, go back and you can hear Ethan say something like, "I'm more, God loves me more than you," or something.
Oh, that's nice.
And here's our brief. I had a lot more. I only used a couple, but there's a lot of times when. See, it's a.
Okay, Josh. Okay, dear Josh.
And here's our dear Josh. Please put me in the video, montage. A lot of Jen Stern dancing this
yes.
year also. That also, there may be more. In fact, there is more Jen Stern dancing, I can reveal, hidden somewhere on the DVD for those of you who are enterprising enough to find it. Oh, and the outtakes, again, not the outtakes, but those Ada intros, which now we're seeing some outtakes from, that's also a special feature, so definitely check those out.
Here's some Jen Stern
each
dancing.
All the Ada intros were pretty good this year. We just... didn't want to take 7 or 8 minutes of our hour-long video for them, but they're on the DVD. Check them out. They're good. Here's this creepy bird.
Yeah, that's sort of like The Stand. If anyone's ever seen the show The Stand, it kind of reminds me of that crazy bird. Foretells the end of the world. But,
Here's this just made me laugh a lot. And again, making me laugh is a...
That's very important. Very important. Video. Inappropriate.
If not the most. And then here we go. I don't know. This. Only I was... I don't know if Jeremy performed this for anyone other
this,
than...
This is the only place that this exists. In his house with
the justice of the peace. And I'll tell you, it's... I mean, this is all... I only even put on the video the first half of the song. It was an epic song. I think I put about a minute of it on here, but... And he was just making it up at the time, you know, it was just... Jeremy and I were just goofing around, chatting, and I turned the camera on, and he just started riffing on this song for Buddy, our beloved Buddy, who did really get married this summer.
That's right, he really did.
All the summer.
And it's a nice way... Oh, and there's me doing a crazy dance again. And that's a nice way to end the video.
That's
now,
it.
Thanks for all the fish. Do you want to explain to people?
Didn't we reveal that last year?
I'm not sure.
It's. I think a lot of people do get it. It's from, of course, Douglas Adams, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which is my favorite book. I've read it scores of times. And so long and thanks for all the fish is the dolphin's last message to humanity. So,
wow.
If you haven't read, have you never read?
I have actually never read the book.
Oh, you'd like it. It's really funny. So funny. Douglas Adams, a British writer who got his start in doing comedy writing. And he has, it's a very sort of, you know, almost a Python-esque, Monty Python sort of humor. He wrote a series of books. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy was the first and the best. You would like it. It's great.
I feel like we're a little off topic here. maybe our next podcast can be a series of book clubs.
Books that we read.
Books with Josh and Ethan. If you're interested in being a part of that, send us an email. All right. It's been a lot of fun, as always. Josh and I really enjoy doing this. Of course, we have to give, as Josh would say for himself, mad props to Josh Edelglass, who puts together the video every year and spends... it doesn't really matter how many days he spends doing it, because the number of hours is always the same.
And I did spend a few days here in the office until about 3-4 in the morning.
It's an insane number of hours, and we of course appreciate. We hope you enjoy the video. We hope you enjoy the commentary.
If you didn't enjoy it, just keep it to yourself.
That's right. We do not want to get a video an email if you didn't like it. We hope to see you all back at camp this upcoming summer, unless of course you are Niver Neem, in which case I hope you go on seminar. We'll see you back on staff. We hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful year, and we hope to see you all soon. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.